T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John Kolick is a Republican. He is running for Congress against the incumbent Democrat in the 3rd Congressional District, Bobby Scott, who's been around politics for a long time. And John, welcome to the program this morning. I want to give you a chance just to introduce yourself to everybody.
Well, good morning, John. Like you said, I am from the 3rd Congressional District in Virginia. A little bit about me. I was actually born and raised in Massachusetts, and I joined the Marine Corps when I was 18. I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps. And then, that's my dog.
You're a dog lover? Okay.
Yep, I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, and I retired in February of 2001 before 9/11 happened. Now, after 9/11, because I spoke Arabic, I was asked to move to Norfolk and become a counterterrorism analyst. And I ended up developing significant expertise and became one of the primary counterterrorism analysts within the Coast Guard and later within the Department of Homeland Security. I also served as the Yemen subject matter expert for the Department of Defense for a while. So, and, you know, I've been married for 35 years. Me and my wife have 4 kids, 2 grandsons, and another grandson due in March. And we have lived in Tidewater now for 18 years. In fact, we've lived here longer than we lived in, I lived in Massachusetts when I was growing up. So in a nutshell, that is my background.
It's a fascinating background, and I should tell folks who are from the Richmond area who are trying to think, now, where is the 3rd Congressional District? You all are, it's south of Williamsburg, right? Newport News, Hampton, parts of Norfolk?
Part of Norfolk, all of Portsmouth, part of Chesapeake, a smaller part of Suffolk where I live. All of Isle of Wight County, and all of the city of Franklin. So it's a spread out area.
Yeah. But south of where our core audience is, that's why some folks may not be familiar with it. But we do, a lot of folks hear us in that area, so I wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to talk to you. Tell me why you would seek to go to Congress, and you know, I've got to invite you to tell me what you think Bobby Scott is not doing. He's been around for a long time. A lot of people know him.
Right. Well, John, basically, I'm retired, and I went to vote in 2018, and Bobby Scott was the only person on the ballot. And so I actually started looking for somebody that could run against him because, you know, we share not a single value with Bobby Scott. But I spent several months looking, and everybody told me nobody's crazy enough to run against him. And so finally I said, you know what, if nobody will, then I guess I'll have to, because I really believe that everybody, you know, should have an opponent in a race. We live in a republic, so we should have a choice. So I decided to go ahead and run because, like I said, Bobby Scott and I disagree on so much. The Second Amendment is a prime example. You know, he voted on assault weapons ban. He supports red flag laws. He was with the governor, you know, when the governor said he was going to have an emergency session to make more legislation against guns. Bobby Scott does not support the police in any way. In fact, on one of his new legislation, He included an amendment in there to oppose the use of facial recognition technology. So, in fact, the police will not be able to use that if that, in fact, passes. You know, school choice is something that I am running on, and he has been opposed to that since he got into Congress. Votech High Schools is huge. We need them for the shipbuilding, if nothing else. We don't have the skills that we need nationwide to build our ships at the pace and at the rate that we need them. So we need to make sure we have people who are trained in all of those skills, and not just the kids in high school, but we owe it to our adults who have graduated from high school, many who have been pushed through high school. Mm-hmm. We owe it to them to try and give them some skills. Basically, we have in the shipyards across the country, we've got people have to work 45% extra in overtime. So basically, for every two employees we have, we're missing a third. Mm-hmm. And then when we hire people in the shipyards, and this comes from the GAO, when we hire people for shipyards, only 10% of them are skilled. Mm-hmm. Okay? So 90% of them come in, and they either have to be assisted learning a skill, or they have a non-skilled function they're doing. I mean, these are not good numbers. And then our shipyards themselves, well, the one here in Portsmouth is 200 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, he does not support our national security in the way we need it. Another issue for me is Social Security and Medicare. Okay, Republicans are constantly bashed ever since I can remember that we want to cut people's Social Security. So I would like to make it very clear right now that Congressman Scott refuses to answer any questions on if the Democrats would cut Social Security. Mm-hmm. And what he says is he is adamantly opposed to cutting Social Security to balance the budget or offset tax cuts. The man leaves open the possibility of cutting for other reasons.
Right.
He will not answer any question directly.
And now, have you had appearances with him?
I have had two virtual appearances with him, but it wasn't a debate. We were going to have a debate on Friday night. The president came in. I was invited to that venue. And when the president asks you to come somewhere, you don't tell him no.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, so we are in the process of rescheduling that.
And you think that will happen?
I am praying it will, because we disagree. When we were on one venue together, we disagreed on school choice wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Bobby Scott believes in school choice in the public school arena so that a parent can decide if they want their child to go to a failing public school other than the failing public school that they're going to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I believe that the child should be able to go to any school he wants, public, private, charter, parochial, or homeschool. I also believe the money should follow the child to homeschool.
There's some big differences important. Policy-wise, Republican, Democrat, and personally, and I'm out of time, but I did want to make sure that our audience knows who you are and they have the opportunity to research you and Bobby Scott and take a look at the two of you and make smart decisions when it comes to November. So what's your website?
John, my website is www.collick, it's spelled C-O-L-L-I-C-K, congress.com.
Great. Listen, I really appreciate the chance to talk to you. I saw your folks out at the event in Newport News on Friday, and they were super appropriately aggressive, like, you need to get this guy on the air. You haven't given enough time to folks who are in this part of your listening audience. And as soon as I looked at the map, I was like, you know what? You're right. I have kind of left you guys out. I don't want to do that. So I really appreciate
you coming on.
John Collick, the Republican, who's representing the Republican Party in the congressional race there in the 3rd congressional district down in the Tidewater area. running against Bobby Scott, the incumbent Democrat who has been around for a long time. We have invited Bobby Scott to come on, Congressman Scott to come on and offer counter analysis here. So you may hear from him coming up. I don't know. But John Colick, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, John. You have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.